You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
So good to have you with us today. I just wanted to thank you for tuning in today. I know today is a different day for everybody. It's Mother's Day, but let's be honest, Mother's Day in ISO doesn't feel like a normal Mother's Day, much as Easter didn't either. But I just want to share, today's message is called Lessons in the Journey. I think it's highly relevant to what we're doing today. So today is Mother's Day, and I want to start with this. Happy Mother's Day to the mums, aunties, grandmothers, and to the women who fulfill the place of being a mum and stand in the gap for those who need one. Thank you so much. I also, before I go any further, I want to encourage you. I'm playing around with a different way of speaking to you today, so I'm looking at you the whole time rather than looking down because I want to stay even more connected with you. So if something goes wrong, it's not because I'm losing my mind, it's because technology is losing its mind. So I just want to clue you in before stuff does go wrong. to my dear friends and church family members who are faced with the challenge of today, because let's be honest, it's different for everybody. And our hearts are with you. You're not alone in this today. We love you. And I want to encourage you that today's message is for everyone, for every person in mind. It's for women, men, young adults, and every generation of people represented in our church. Why do I highlight this? Well, as a church, we have a list of values, and we want to see those work in our lives every day. We want to see those outwork in each and every single one of us in our everyday life. And I want to highlight two today. First one's this. We value what he values. Within this house, within this culture, we value all, love all, and believe that it is only as all that we truly reflect the image and identity of our Creator. Image, identity, and character of our Creator. The second one is this. We value people and community. We love who God loves, and we value being connected in community. So with those values in mind on today, I want to encourage you. What today's message is going to highlight for each and every single one of us is the heart of God towards women and men. The heart of God towards his creation. That's what is going to be highlighted today. We find our strength as the church when we live out the biblical truths and values of the Bible. And so for us, we value all, love all, and love who God loves. So today, we find ourselves in the middle of this teaching journey of, we're teaching about Mary and Martha, and it's fitting really to unpack the story of God's equal redemption for both men and women. And we've been deep in the story of Mary and Martha, and I just want to encourage you that it's about to get a little bit deeper, amen. So there is so much revelation in Mary's journey and following Jesus. So much revelation in Mary and Martha's journey and following Jesus. And at the end of today's message, I want to encourage you to do this. This is what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to stand back, do an overview of your personal journey. Our journey was called to be progressive. As followers of Jesus, we're called to be progressive as disciples. The very name that we subscribe to as followers of Jesus, it truly does iterate. Oh, I've lost my place. The technology just stopped working, Bevan. I will go to my other notes and look down and you will see my forehead. Oh, I think I'm back. No, I'm not back. It truly iterates progression and moving forward. It's who we are, and it's who we're designed to be. People who move from old to new, separated to redeemed, broken to restored, rudderless to purposed. So today we ask ourselves a question, what are my lessons in the journey? We've been designed and called to be on a journey of following Jesus. And I have some key points for each and every single one of us today. If you're wondering what you're meant to get out of me speaking, it's this. First one is, Jesus loves you. Second point is, each encounter with Jesus matters. Third point, journeys aren't always easy. Fourth point, worship is part of the journey. So for those of you who struggle to focus in, I've given you all the points, and if you want to leave now, no, please don't leave your TV. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time, what is it today that I'm meant to take away from this? Out of all the words that get spoken, what are the four things that I need to apply to my life today? And so why are these points relevant to your journey? We've been looking at Mary and Martha, and both of them took a large journey from meeting Jesus to becoming followers of Jesus and eventually becoming worshippers of Jesus. Their journey and story really is a picture of many of our lives. You may be at the first part of the journey. You may be at the point of learning what it is to know Jesus personally. Or maybe you're finding that your journey isn't that easy. The journey of family, work, a global pandemic, let's just throw that into the mix. An ongoing relationship with God where you are choosing to leave behind the past. Or maybe you're at a place where you've had a complete revelation on the journey. You're in a place of where you're loving God, following Jesus and worshiping Him. Wherever you are on the journey, Jesus loves you. First point, Jesus loves you. When you meet Jesus, His thoughts towards you are loving. You're accepted and you're loved personally by Jesus. See, Mary knew that Jesus loved her brother who was ill. So much so that rather than walking her time out of grief and the potential of losing her brother, she called on Jesus. She knew that Jesus loved her family. In John 11, verse 3, it says this, "So Mary and Martha sent someone to tell Jesus, 'Lord, your dear friend Lazarus is sick.'" They knew that Jesus loved their family. Even though they hadn't come to the place of being ready to worship Him and see Him as Jesus the Messiah, they knew that they were loved. They knew that Jesus loved their family. And this is the message that they sent to Jesus in John 11, 4. When Jesus heard this, He said, "The end of this sickness will not be death. No, this sickness is for the glory of God. This has happened to bring glory to the Son of God." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. I want to encourage you that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves every single one of us. The heart of Jesus towards Mary, Martha, and Lazarus is a picture of Jesus' heart towards each and every single one of us. Second point today is this. Each encounter with Jesus matters. Now, maybe you've been in this place where you're like, "Oh, I remember there used to be a time where I would sit with Jesus with maybe some worship music or in your Bible, you're in a church service, or you're down at the park, whatever you do to spend time with Jesus, I used to do that. I want to encourage you, this picture that we see here with Mary and Martha and Lazarus is that each encounter matters. Not just one, not just one you had a long time ago, not the one you had recently. Each encounter builds for a journey. It's really easy to look at having an encounter with God and then when we don't see things changing or we feel like God doesn't care or we want to give up, it's easy to give up in that phase. But let's look at the story of Martha and Mary for a moment. Jesus said He was coming to pray for Lazarus. That's what it says in the Bible. But He stays an extra couple of days and Lazarus passes away. Now, Mary was so sad that her brother died. Martha was concerned. Yes, she was going through a normal grieving, but she had faith that God would give Jesus anything He asked for. In verse 22 of John 11, it says, even though Mary was concerned, she showed faith and to trust in Jesus. Her encounter mattered at that moment. Mary was a little bit more upset. See, Martha went to meet Jesus, but Mary stayed home. And we see that in verse 20, Mary stayed home, but Martha went to meet Jesus, and then she went home. She had an encounter with Jesus, but then she went home to let Mary know that Jesus, the teacher, was asking for you in verse 28. See, Martha had this encounter that mattered. Then Mary had an encounter that mattered. And after this, Lazarus had an encounter that mattered. Each encounter matters. Regardless of where you are in the journey, the encounter that you have matters and sets us up in the next encounter for you. And potentially, it opens up an encounter for others too. Don't despise the encounters. Don't remove yourself from the encounters. When Jesus comes asking for you, run to the encounter. Run to Jesus. He's asking to meet with you. Third point, journeys aren't always easy. Who knows that? Journeys aren't always easy. Ever done a road trip with kids? Journeys aren't always easy. Amen. I'm never driving to Queensland with my children. God bless you who have tried it. You have taught me through your misdirection. Journeys aren't always easy. See, Mary's journey, in no particular order, was one of being pigeonholed as a sinner by a religious leader. She washed the feet of Jesus with her tears and perfume in her hair. She reached out to Jesus because her brother was dying. Jesus, after this, she reaches out to Jesus, and Jesus does a no-show. Now, her brother dies. She's grieving the loss of her beloved brother. And then at the end of all of this, Jesus raises her brother to life. Journeys aren't always easy, but Jesus has a plan in mind for each and every single one of us. See, this roller coaster ride that we see in John verse 11 of Jesus healing Lazarus, it wasn't an easy journey, let's be honest. It wasn't an easy journey for the sisters, and it definitely wasn't an easy journey for Lazarus, amen. Each of them dealt with it in their own way, depending on where they were on the journey. See, Martha had faith that Lazarus would rise again. In John 11, 22 to 24, it says it like this: "But I know that even now God will give you anything that you ask for." In verse 23, it says, Jesus said, "Your brother will rise and be alive again." In verse 24, this is where we see this snippet of Martha having faith. This is Martha's answer in verse 24. "I know that he will rise to live again at the time of the resurrection on the last day." She's talking about when the Messiah comes back again and again. But Jesus tweaks her faith to the next level. What do I mean by he tweaks her faith in this next verse? Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am life. Everyone who believes in me will have life even if they die. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never really die. Martha, do you believe this?" Verse 27, Martha's answer: "Yes, Lord, I believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God. You are the one who is coming to the world." She has a revelation moment in her encounter. Even though the journey's not easy, each encounter matters. Has this revelation moment in the middle of a traumatic journey, an encounter with Jesus. See, Mary, on the other hand, in this journey that wasn't easy, she was grieving, she was upset, she was angry that Jesus, who saw them as a friend and loved them, didn't come. He was a no-show. He was hanging out in another town. And so in verse 32, we catch this picture of Mary. And this is what it says in verse 32. Mary went to the place where Jesus was, because obviously Martha just said, "Jesus wants to see you. He wants to spend time with you." So Mary went to the place where Jesus was. When she saw him, she bowed at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother wouldn't have died." She is not in the same place of faith that Martha was. She was upset, to say the least. The journey is at times brutally hard. I'm talking about for each and every single one of us. The journey is brutally hard, and sometimes it makes little to no sense. It may look like all is lost. Jesus has a plan. It may not be the plan that we have in mind, but Jesus has a plan for each and every single one of us. Jesus will never be late, and Jesus always has an outcome in mind for each and every single one of us. I just want to encourage you right where you are right now. Whether it's about today, Mother's Day, whether it's about other family issues, whether it's about work, whether it's about, hey, a global pandemic, whatever it is, hang in there as a follower of Jesus. Don't give up as a follower of Jesus. Why do I say that? Because it makes way. It truly does make way for Jesus to move in your situation. Don't give up. See, when the teacher asks to meet with you, the encounter matters. In the middle of your journey that isn't always easy, the encounter matters. Don't give up. When Jesus asks to meet with you, that's your moment to say, "I'm running to Jesus." Even if you let him know, if you were there, none of this would have happened. There's more to the story that he wants to actually speak to you about. Don't give up. The encounter matters. He wants to do something in your life that brings a miracle in the midst of your journey. Amen. Fourth point this morning, just as we're coming towards the end. Worship is part of the journey. Worship is definitely part of the journey. So we find in John 12, sometime later, that Jesus is on his return journey. He's coming back to a town. And a dinner is being held in his honor. Martha is serving. Lazarus was there because Jesus raised him sometime earlier. Mary was there because of her. Mary is there because of her journey. Is getting to a place where she's got more revelation happening. More revelation of Jesus and God's love for her. So much so that she can only sit at his feet and worship him. While she's there at his feet worshiping, she took this 340-ml jar of expensive perfume, anointed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. See, at one point in time in the journey that wasn't easy, she was saying, "Jesus, if you'd just been there, everything would have changed." And Jesus comes through and performs a miracle in the midst of her journey. And the place that it brings her to is to sit and worship at his feet, to pour out anointing on Jesus' feet and wipe his feet with her hair after she's poured the perfume over it. Now, for all you non-feet people, I can feel you squirming right now. It's like, "Ooh, feet." Let's just get past that for a moment. See, Jesus was being loved, worshipped, and prepared for his burial after the cross. So when you know that Jesus loves you, just as the keys comes this morning, when you know that Jesus loves you and each encounter matters and that journeys aren't always easy, when you then realize that your undivided and complete attention to worship Jesus is also part of the journey. Yes, you know that God loves you. Yes, journeys aren't always easy. Yeah, it's true. But when you know that Jesus loves you and Jesus is there for you in the midst of the journey, worshiping Jesus becomes part of your journey. Wherever you are today on your journey, Jesus loves you and your encounter matters. It may have had some ups and downs, but today Jesus wants to meet with you. He's asking to meet with you today. You may not have sung a worship song to Jesus before, just as the team comes this morning. Today, knowing that you are loved, it's your opportunity to thank him and worship him. Sing a song of worship as you meet with Jesus. In the middle of your journey, sing a song of worship. In the middle of your trial and tribulation in your journey. In the middle of today being a day of emotions being up and down like it happens at this time every year. I want to encourage you. It's a moment to meet with Jesus. Know that you're loved. Know that you're loved. Know that you're loved. Knowing that you're loved today. It's a moment to meet with Jesus. You know, maybe this is the first time that you've heard that you're loved. Maybe this is the first time that you've heard that Jesus loves you, and maybe you've got trials in the middle of your journey. I want to encourage you. Your trials aren't because of Jesus. Your trials aren't because of God. There are things that happen in life. We were born into a sinful world. It's not God who does those things. It's the sinful world. I want to encourage you. God loves you. In Romans 10 verse 9, it says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If that's the first time you've heard that today, God loves you so much. Sent his son Jesus to die on a cross, to be buried and rise again on the third day, to take your sins on the cross so that we could be forgiven and reconnected in relationship with God. All you have to do is come to a place where like, I acknowledge that. I declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And salvation and restoration with God is yours. This is what I want us to do today. Wherever you are, whether you're in your car, walking along a beach, sitting at home on your couch, whatever you're doing, whether you're listening to it live right now on a Sunday morning, we're coming to you live from the church right now, or whether you're listening to this at a later date, I want to encourage you. This is your moment of encounter with Jesus that matters. This is your moment to come into relationship with God personally. So right where you are right now, can I encourage you, if that's you, if you're like, I want to know Jesus personally. I want to meet him. I want him to be with me in the middle of my journey that isn't always easy. Can I encourage you right now in this place, right now, open your heart to Jesus. We're going to pray a prayer in a moment. Is it a prayer of declaring with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believing in our heart? This is your moment of talking directly to God. You're not talking back to me. You're talking to Jesus directly. So if that's you right now, can I encourage you, pray this prayer after me, this prayer of salvation. The entire church is going to be praying with you wherever they are right now. Why don't we pray together? Dear God, I thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on a cross. He was buried and he rose again to take my sins. In Jesus' name, I declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him. Therefore, today, I am saved. I am his. I surrender my life. I repent of my sin. And I'm following Jesus. Amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, can I encourage you to go to gc.org.au/firststeps. All the information about what to do now as a follower of Jesus is on that website. There's a contact form so you can get in contact with us. We would love to walk the journey of following Jesus with you and help teach you the ways of Jesus. Fill out the form, get in contact with us. If you live outside of Geelong, can I encourage you to fill out the form anyway? Put on that form where you live, because we would love to connect you with a thriving local church that can actually walk out those first steps with you as well.